that that wasn't what he needed to keep doing, and he immediately switched to stock cars. This would have been in the early 1950s. The Hurricane stock cars were going to run at Soldier Field, and run they did. I mean, it became a weekly thing, almost a nightly thing, just like the midgets and the hot rods had been. At one time, they drew a crowd of 89,000. They had 27,000 one night in the rain.
Goodness gracious.
Good gosh. How big was the stadium? How many did the stadium hold at that time?
It would hold 89,000.
89,000
too. I guess.
Yeah,
so.
It would hold 89,000. Granatelli said, as wild as all this was, everybody was making money. It was crazy, but he was a promoter's promoter. He understood that people, at least in his opinion, came to the race to see action. They did not want to see a train race. They wanted action, whether it was passing, wrecking, whatever. And he would have at least a half a dozen of what he called booger artists in the race whose sole job was to wreck. God-awful flips, T-bones, crashes, everything. They were supposed to wreck. On his cue, he stood in the middle of the pit area on an elevated platform and run the whole thing. He would cue the announcer when to announce and when the wrecks would happen. And they had about a half a dozen ambulances. And every time there was a wreck, the driver had to crawl out of the car, get strapped to the gurney, and get in the ambulance. They had to. I mean, that was... sometimes, after all this was going on, the ambulance would be making its way from the crash scene. They would restart the race with the ambulance in the middle of the pack. A couple of ambulances made several laps with the cars one time. And for his grand coup d'etat promotional stunt, they were having a big stock car race. And the ambulances was going to be involved. He had a big wreck. But before everything started, he got an extra gurney and a dummy dressed up as a race driver, had a driver's suit on, sprinkled some ketchup on him. And so when he cued the wreck to happen, the big wreck calamity happened, the ambulance flew out there, got the driver, loaded him up. Unbeknowing to everyone, there was the dummy stretcher. The ambulance took off. The race engulfed them again. They shoved the dummy stretcher out of the back. the crowd was going berserk. Eight people fainted because the ambulance man acted like he didn't know the driver had fell out. He finally realized it, slammed her in reverse and flew backwards, run over the then jumped out, grabbed what was left of the driver, shoved him back in, made another lap or two before he got out of the facility. Eight people fainted. It was the all-time greatest